Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind here on MSG, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Pop. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Hope you and your family had a Merry Christmas. Joining me, as always, former Giant great Carl Banks. And, Carl, the Giants get the ball first, and they go three and out and not able to convert a third and two on a direct snap to Ahmad Bradshaw. Winning at the point of attack was essential in this game, and the Giants didn't do it.
Yeah, it proved to be the theme of this Giant ineffectiveness offensively.
Ravens get the ball at their own 27. They easily hit a third and one. They easily hit a third and five. They hit another third and five to Jones. So this is a Giant team that can't get off the field now either. And sort of the blueprint for the game is being established right away.
Yeah, and you said it at the beginning, the point of attack, establishing dominance at the point of attack. And that's what Baltimore did, and the Giants failed to counter.
So the Ravens have it third and goal at the Giants' six when they take the first lead of the game.
Giants blitz over the middle, pass complete, touchdown Smith. So the Ravens march right downfield. That was their fourth third down conversion of the drive.
Keep our composure. Hey, be facing the line. When they get set, we just got to get down. Just got to get down, okay?
Carl, the Giants are on an all-out blitz, but Torrey Smith gets to the middle of the field, and Flacco finds him for the touchdown.
In order for a blitz to be effective, everyone has to know what their responsibilities are and what the expectation of that particular player is. The right call, it was a zero coverage blitz, so you just couldn't let your guy beat you to the inside. If you can hold your guy, take away the inside for a split second, the blitz get there, and it didn't happen because it was a failure in technique.
7-0 Ravens. Giants get the ball back. They go three and out, have to punt the ball away. Ravens start at their own 47-yard line after a 3-yard run by Ray Rice. More explosive plays from the Ravens.
Second and 7. Flacco on a play fake. Back to throw. Deep ball, right sideline for Smith, who makes the catch and is tackled by Webster at the 1. That is the 25th pass play against the Giants of 30 or more yards this year. Second and goal inside the 1. Flacco over center, keeps it, plows into the line, and did he get in? Yes, touchdown, far side official. Barely, but he got in. So the Ravens go 47 yards in
no time flat.
4 plays, and Flacco powers it in from a yard out.
Carl, obviously, they were picking on Corey Webster, and they started early. Smith with the 43-yard catch, and it just seemed as if that's where they were going to go with the football in their passing game.
Well, you are what you put on tape. And Corey Webster had been inconsistent throughout the season. And sometimes when you don't correct things and it starts to continue to show up, you may not see it the next week. But the smart teams, they compile all the things you don't do well, and they pile them on in one game, and that's what Baltimore did.
14-0 Ravens near the end of the first quarter. Giants start first and 10 at their own 23-yard line. They need a spark, and they get one from their rookie wide receiver.
Manning takes the snap, drops straight back to throw. Slides left, deep ball down the middle of the field for Randall, who makes the catch at the 35. And then gets tackled at the 33-yard line. Reuben Randall goes deep, and the Giants get a big play that sparked them as he beat Graham.
Carl, a 43-yard pass play to Reuben Randall kind of gives this offense a spark. Then Manning to Hickson for 9. Bennett catches a 7-yard pass. Bradshaw, 4-yard run. So they get some momentum, and the rookie went up and high-pointed the football.
Yeah, he did. And that was a welcome addition for Eli Manning. He got the separation, ran right by the safety. Eli put it up, and he did a good job with it.
So the Giants face a 2nd and 6 at the Ravens' 14-yard line. Need a touchdown in the green zone to get back in this game. This is our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game, and it comes from another Giant rookie.
Second and six at the Ravens 14. Wilson in, Manning over center. Hand off for Wilson, tries to get left and does. Shoots through a hole and runs in for the touchdown. Wow! David Wilson just shot through that hole on the left side and powered it in from 14 yards out for Wilson, the rookie, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. And the Giants stabilized this game with 1:30 to go in the first.
Carl blocked beautifully, and then Wilson shows his explosiveness flying into the end zone.
Yeah, I tell you, the seam opened up, and he was in and out of it and into the end zone in no time.
So it's 14-7. Ravens lead cut to 7. The Ravens get the ball back. They go 3 and out. So the final play of the first quarter is an Ahmad Bradshaw 2-yard run, but the Giants have stabilized the game. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this.
Effort and determination is everything. Making sure you're beating your opponent on every down.
Left touchdown, Giants!
Making sure you catch every ball.
Off the deflection!
Fighting for every yard. Making sure that every time you touch that football, you're striving for excellence and you're striving for each and every touchdown that you can make or achieve.
99 yards!
Big Blue, it's who we are.
Watch Opening Drive Live, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. on MSG.
Back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, we start the second quarter. Ravens lead the Giants 14-7. The Giants have the football. The first play of the second quarter is a 14-yard pass to Dominic Hixon. So the Giants have it first and 10 at their own 29-yard line, trying to build off the momentum of their previous drive, in which they got a touchdown to get within 7. But once again, poor execution by the Giants hurts their cause.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Under pressure from Melody Nada and sacked. Back at the 14-yard line, that's a loss of 15 as Haloti Ngata gets his fifth sack of the season. That's the 17th sack given up by the Giants, and that is a big loss of 15.
We don't look like a well-oiled machine offensively at all, and we certainly have had our struggles in and out with people, but still, that's not an excuse. We're just a very long way from being the team that played New Orleans.
Haloti Ngata gets the sack of Eli Manning. And, Carl, these are the kind of things that have really hurt the Giants in the second half of the season. Momentum, and then you give up a sack.
Yeah, you give up a sack, and it's a negative play on first down. Now, it's hard, number one, from field position, but then you lose a lot of yardage on first down. It makes it difficult for your play callers.
Yeah, it's not second and 25 from midfield. It's second and 25 from your own 14-yard line. So the Giants have to punt the football away, and the Ravens get the ball back at their own 12. Right away, Smith, an 11-yard catch. Rice for 2 yards. Bolden for 12. Rice for 5. Rice runs for 19 yards off the left side. So they're kind of gashing the Giants. But the Giants get a couple of plays. There's a loss of 7 on a running play. And this sets up a 3rd and 19 for the Ravens at the Giants 48.
Flacco back to throw, has time, throws one right, passes caught by Bolden, spins off a tackle at the 20, inside the 10, and tackled at the 7-yard line. Oh, they say he's down at the 10.
Anquan Bolden works the middle of the field, and Carl, inexcusable on a 3rd and 19 to allow a 39-yard pass play.
Yeah, those are the things that really zap all the energy out of your defense and out of your team, because 3rd and 19 is inexcusable. But to double that almost and get 39 yards, you just can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, Flacco had a lot of time, makes a couple moves, gets it downfield. Now the Giants face a 1st and goal at their own 9-yard line defensively. Carl, they get a stop. They force a 23-yard field goal, so it's still it's a 10-point game. Yeah. That should have been something that gave this team momentum.
It really should have. And knowing if you have any confidence that you can go out and just try to impose your will to get yourself stabilized and move forward.
The Giants start at their own 35-yard line after a David Wilson kickoff return of 33 yards. But, Carl, on the second play of the drive, a Bradshaw run of 13 yards negated because of a SNE offensive holding penalty. Then on a 3rd and 9, they try a pass play down the right sideline. They call Hicks in for an offensive pass interference. Mm-hmm. Hard to win on the road when you're committing these kind of penalties.
Yeah, the unforced errors, the things that can get you back in the game, and you can't seem to execute.
So the Giants wind up getting nothing in response to the Ravens' field goal. They have to punt the football away. The Ravens start at their own 24-yard line, and they just start picking the Giants apart. Flacco almost looked like a 9-on-7 drill with the way it was just so easy moving the ball down the field.
Yeah, they just basically got into an offensive rhythm because the Giants just couldn't do anything to stop them in run or pass. So he had his choice.
2nd and 5 at the Giants 27 when the Ravens widen their lead with under 2 minutes to go in the half.
Flacco back to throw on 2nd down. Over the middle, he's got Rice. Rice to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Ray Rice. The Giants are playing defense in quicksand, and the Ravens are just walking right through them.
Carl, how does Ray Rice circle out of the backfield, get that wide open, and then waltz in from 27 yards?
Well, it had to be a breakdown in assignment. There's no defense that's called that'll allow a guy that wide open. I mean, there was no one close to him.
So the Giants are now down 24-7. Now, one of the things that they've done very well since Eli Manning has been quarterback is get the ball and move it late in halves. They start at their own 17-yard line, not good field position. But the Giants go 3 and out. They have to punt the football away. Ravens take a knee. To the locker room they go with Baltimore in front, 24-7. When we come back, we'll tell you about the 3rd quarter here on MSG on Giants Rewind.
Leadership's just doing what you're supposed to do. Doing the things that are going to make yourself better, your teammates better, and having that rub off on your teammates.
Touchdown, Giants!
It's being here first, working hard, and proving to the other guys that that's the best way to have success.
Manning back to throw.
He's got Cruz! Touchdown, Giants!
Big Blue. It's who we are.
Watch Big Blue on the MSG Network.
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the 3rd quarter. Ravens lead the Giants 24-7. Now, Carl, the Giants come out to start the 3rd quarter defensively, and they hold the Ravens to a quick 3 and out. I mean, the possession is 30-something seconds. So a good start to the 2nd half, trying to climb back into this game.
Well, that's what you needed. You needed to get out early, try to get your offense the ball back.
All right, so after a David Wilson 2-yard run with the Giants starting on their own 36-yard line, they need a spark now offensively. They're down 24-7. They need a big play, but the Giants once again misfire.
2nd and 8 from the Giant 38. Manning drops straight back to throw. He's it down the middle of the field. Bennett can't make the catch. Went right through his hands, and it got pinballed around. Incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like it was a catchable ball there. Yeah, it was. He should have had that one.
Carl, the Giant passing game struggling all day, but here Eli puts the ball on the money to Martellus Bennett. Chance for a 25, 30-yard play. Maybe a spark, get a drive going, get a touchdown, and get to within 10 again. It's a ball that has to be caught.
It has to be. It's about expectations. When you're open, the ball's catchable, you're expected to catch it.
All right, Weatherford with a 54-yard punt. The Ravens get pinned at their own 15-yard line, and this is one of the crazy drives that you're ever going to see. A 16-play, 82-yard drive that had 2 penalties in it, took 8 minutes off the clock, and it felt like, you know, the Ravens are offside, and the Giants jump back offside. Yeah. It was like water torture watching this thing unfold.
No, it really was, but to the Ravens, they didn't mind. They were just eating up clock and keeping the ball away from the Giants' offense.
Michael Orr got called for a personal foul. So the Ravens had a 1st and 25 at their own 31. Rice, nothing on a run. Then Rice gets 6. So 3rd and 19. Sound familiar? Well, the Giants, can they get Joe Flacco's sack? Can they get off the field? It happened yet again.
Flacco's been pressured, but once or twice out of the shotgun to throw. Under pressure again, avoids the pressure, rolls to his right, throws it down the right sideline, and it's caught at the Giants' 25-yard line by Pitta through 3 Giants.
You cannot make this up.
You know, I understand where mistakes are being made. I understand my mistakes. I understand everyone's mistakes. But, you know, you have to go out there and try to fix those mistakes and make sure it doesn't happen again. And that's how you become a better team. And it just seems like the same things keep happening over and over and over again. And, you know, we get better through practice. Our practices have been great. For whatever reason, we haven't been ready to come out there and play on Sunday.
Well, Carl, they get pressure on the quarterback. They get Flacco on the run, but no one can get him to the ground. He buys time. Then he just heaves it downfield, and voila, they complete another 3rd and 19 with a 36-yard pass play to the tight end.
Well, again, when you look at favorable downs for a defense, you couldn't ask for anything better. 3rd and 19, get after the quarterback. They've got him on the run. He makes an ill-advised pass. 3 Giants standing there. The Raven comes up with it.
Yeah, you don't see 3rd and 19s completed 3 or 4 times in a season, twice in one game. The Giant defense holds Baltimore to a field goal, but the damage has been done because this takes 7 minutes and 57 seconds. Tucker kicks a 21-yard field goal, and the Ravens' lead is now 27-7 in the third quarter. And then the Giants get the ball back. They pick up 1 first down. They have to punt the football away. Eli Manning gets sacked on a 3rd and 10. And, Carl, it's just amazing that an offense that was once so proficient had become so bogged down.
Well, one of the reasons why they protected the quarterback better, he was never under duress. Now it seems like his decision-making is based on how much time this offensive line gives him.
The final play of the third quarter is a Joe Flacco 17-yard pass to Ray Rice on a 3rd and 6. So that's how the third quarter ends. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter here on MSG when we return after this.
Part of my job is just catching the ball as a receiver. It has to take effort to do the extra things.
45, runs through a tackle.
Running to the end zone after you get the ball.
There goes Nick. He's going to score.
The effort that goes into it, man, is just the will of wanting to do great things on the football field. Just whatever you have to do, just putting forth the effort to do so.
Nick, who makes the catch for the touchdown?
Big Blue is who we are.
Watch Giants Chronicles Sunday mornings at 9:30.
We're back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. The fourth quarter starts with the Ravens in front, 27-7. They have the football. They drive it downfield. They wind up kicking another short field goal. Tucker, a 30-yard field goal to make it 30-7. The Giants go 3 and out again. The Ravens drive again. They kick a short field goal again, a 29-yarder to make it 33-7. The Giants would get a Dominic Kixon touchdown pass late to make the final score 33-14. But, Carl, it's amazing that this team went from being one of the better teams in the NFC and the NFL to now in the last couple of weeks not able to get out of their own way, not just defensively, but offensively.
Well, the shocking part of it is, Bob, when there's a playoff opportunity at stake and you can't seem to find the wherewithal to really will yourself into the playoff to win a game. So, what you see is what you get at this point until they have a change in mindset.
Tom Coughlin and his staff tried to push different buttons, different combinations, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but it seemed as if no matter what they tried, it just didn't work.
Not enough guys. I mentioned it here of late of the collective will of a team. Not enough guys fighting for the same purpose, and accountability is very important. Not willing to concede defeat to your individual matchup.
So after the game, with the Giants knowing now they no longer control their playoff destiny, here was the reaction from the Giants after the 33-14 loss.
We've lost before, and I'm sure, you know, everybody, you know, knows how to lose. You know, we just got to take it in and use it as our ammo next week.
We put ourselves in this position. A letdown, absolutely. You know, I know what type of team we are. I know what caliber team we are, but like I say, you know, that means nothing unless you go out there and display it come Sunday. And obviously, you know, we haven't been doing it.
It wasn't real pretty out there, and you know, that's just that could happen in football. You know, it wasn't a matter of our preparation or anything. Just, you know, just a matter of execution and playing at a high level, and everybody, you know, doing their part, and you know, just that didn't happen today.
Obviously, a dejected Giant group following the loss in Baltimore, 33-14. The Giants still have a chance to make the playoffs. They need a lot of things to go their way. But, Carl, We've talked about scenarios here over the last couple of weeks, but there's one thing contingent on scenarios. You got to win football games. And right now, with the Giants having lost two in a row, even with a four-win Philadelphia team coming in, nothing is a sure bet.
No, it isn't. You've got to do your part and say that, okay, well, I did enough to win this game. You didn't do enough to control your own destiny, but the step one is winning the game in front of you.
What does Tom Coughlin have to do to his team to try to get them back on point here for this last game after two devastating losses?
You would think it'd be as simple as putting the film on and saying, take a look at how bad you're playing. I'm not sure a coach can do much. It's 18, 20 weeks since training camp, 25 weeks. If they're not mature enough to see it and want to take responsibility for how they're playing, then you know what? They fail themselves as well as their teammates and coaches.
Well, the defending Super Bowl champions on the brink right now with a loss against Baltimore. One more game to go against the Philadelphia Eagles. And make sure you join us right here on MSG next week as we'll rewind the Giants and Eagles. On behalf of our entire crew, for Carl as well, we want to wish you and your families a very healthy and happy new year. We'll see you again next week right here on MSG for another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.